from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
I'm Bob McIntyre. Investigators have arrested the suspect in that early Wednesday morning rampage with a vehicle on Riverside Drive. They can't release his name because he's covered by the Youth Criminal Justice Act. The suspect is accused of driving a pickup truck into a back door at Planet Fitness at the square, then the showroom at James Toyota, and the Juice on the Loose vape shop. The spree ended when the car got hung up on a guardrail on Sterling Avenue. The damage tally could hit $2 million. That includes the truck being a write-off. Timmins police say the surveillance photo and social media played an important role. Charges haven't been sworn yet. Work begins early next month towards finally reopening Norman Street. It's been closed since spring flooding. The city says the layer of pavement is beyond repair. As an interim repair, the asphalt will be ground down to compacted gravel that can be safely maintained. Updates are promised as long-term solutions are evaluated. There are few communities in Canada more ethnically diverse than Timmins. That'll be on full display at the Hollinger Park on Tuesday, Canada Day. The city's cultural services director, Karen Bachman, says among the music, the games, inflatables, and food vendors will be groups with displays in the parking lot.
We are celebrating the multicultural component of Timmins, so we've got some wonderful different foods from all around the world, which is going to be really a lot of fun, I think.
All of the fun begins at noon, then just after dusk over at Gillies Lake will be the fireworks. Donald Trump says the U.S. is immediately ending trade talks with Canada over our government's insistence on a digital services tax. The Carney government intends to tax American web giants on revenue they take out of Canada. Trump calls the tax egregious and a direct and blatant attack on his country. The president adds that he'll tell Canada in the next 7 days how much the tariff on it will be to do business with the U.S. The Canadian Senate has passed the federal government's controversial major projects bill, designed to see designated projects approved in 2 years rather than the usual five, by skipping some environmental and other restrictions. The idea is to boost the economy by seeing major infrastructure projects proceed rapidly in light of a deteriorating relationship with the United States. The list has yet to be released. It's to include major projects proposed by the provinces. The initial bill allowed the federal government to sidestep the Indian Act, but that was removed prior to passage.
For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.